Okay, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at the Big Bend, a church you can call home. Amen. Where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is have an attitude to receive. God has something for you. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. So praise God. We're going to continue this message with giving thanks to Jesus, number two. Amen. And we can thank Him on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. Don't leave like you came. Leave a new person. Change person. Amen. Because you're going to hear the Word of God, the good news. Amen. You're bombarded with negative things out there in the world. You know what? He says to renew your mind because the battlefield is the mind. And you hear all kinds of things. You're around, surrounded by all kinds of negative stuff, you know. So you got to keep your mind renewed. Amen. And praise God and be the new person. He says the old is gone, the new is in. So you're a new creature in Christ. Amen. God's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to be a winner. Amen. So praise God. All you have to do is make yourself available. Know that you can do all things through Christ. And greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. He's not giving you a spirit of fear. He's giving you a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Use that authority He's given you. Amen. And see yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Again, He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. So you got to see yourself the way He sees you. And you got to line up with the Word. Get the Word and stay full of the Word. Amen. So when you speak, and what comes out of you is the Word of God. Amen. And it's going to bless people around you. So praise God. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Know that you can do all things through Him. Praise God. I'm excited. And let's grab our sword, soldiers of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. Woo, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. That battlefield is, the mind is the battlefield, you know. So you got to keep it renewed at all times. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I've got a nugget I want to read at you. I know you've heard this before, but that's okay. We'll do it again. Know that you live to give. Amen. Since today is your day to give. Even if your bank account is zero, finances are not only the thing believers can give. Believers have more to give. God has gift. God gave His best. He gave Jesus. Jesus gave His best. And that was the salvation. He went to the cross. Believers, we need to give our best. You know, I don't know for what, but we need to give our best each and every time. Amen. Praise God. John 3:16, and we're going to hear it again in a few minutes. But for God so loved the world that He gave. Amen. He gave His only begotten Son that whoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Luke 6:38 says this, and you can mark that down and go check it out for yourself. But it says, give and it shall be given unto you. I think we said it last week, and you cannot outgive God. And He don't give one for one. He's going to bless you. Amen. And we're too blessed to be stressed out. Amen. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's going to run over. Don't try to outgive Him because you cannot. Amen. Running over into your bosoms, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So, again, don't try to outgive God. Amen. And some things that you can give of yourself. Make yourself available to Him. He wants to use you. He didn't put you here just to sit on the sidelines. He didn't put you here to see, sit and do nothing. You know, be comfy or lukewarm. No, He put you here to be hot for Him. Amen. And stay hot for Him. It says, give of your time. Give of your compassion. You love your compassion. Give of your a kind word. Give encouragement. Give a prayer to somebody. Yes. Amen. There's no distance in prayer. You can pray, you know, whatever is happening in a different state, in a different country. You could pray for them. Amen. Be strong and say, man, I pray. But don't just say it, do it. You know? So praise God. You know what? Let's pray right now. I don't care who's around or where you are. Just pray. Amen. Ooh, praise God. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. So praise God. Again, the scripture break says this. Give kindness. Kindness is not a work job. It is a joy job. You watching, you listening. Kindness is a joy job that we can give. Amen. Kindness is the gift of strength, courage needed more now than ever. You know, people come around and they ask you, what can you do about this? You know, let them know. Be kind to them. Give them a word of encouragement, you know, because everybody will just brush you off and say, you know what, I don't want to be bothered. Or they're going to cuss you out and do something you don't want to hear. Amen. Kindness is a gift everybody can afford to give. Amen. Whew, man. Kindness doesn't cost a thing, yet it's the richest gift that you can give. Kindness costs nothing, yet it's the most precious gift that you can give. It says kindness never loses a chance to give a kind word. Don't pass it up. You know, you have the opportunity. Remember, you're his. This body is his temple. He's with you all the time. So you know what? If you're going to give something, give a kind word to somebody. Amen. Praise God. Keep that kindness moving on. Amen. So we're pressing on. So thank you, Lord, for those precious nuggets. Amen. Praise God. So give thanks, rejoice, and be glad. Be excited. It says believers, listen, believers, that's us, should be the happiest people on earth. Why? Because we know the truth. If you know the truth, it's going to set you free. Amen. Renew your mind to what the Word of God says. That's why it's so important. The battlefield is the mind. But you know what? You don't have to be down and out. I say, wait a minute, this is what the Word of God says. So, you know what? Renew your mind with what the Word of God says. So you can be strong. And you know what? Keep yourself full of the Word. The overflowing. Because out of your innermost being is going to flow rivers of living water. And you're going to give a kind word instead of a negative word. You know, somebody cusses you out or says something negative about you. Instead of saying something negative back to them, that's your flesh speaking. No. You know, because you've got the Word of God in you, it's going to come out of you and give them a blessing, you know, and say something kind. Let the love and compassion of God come through you. We haven't used our glasses in a while, but you know what? Have your Jesus glasses before you go out the door. Spend time with Him and let His love and compassion show through you. Not only your words, but your actions. Show it. Amen. Ooh, you like my Jesus glasses, eh? Hallelujah. But it don't work just putting your glasses on. You got to get the Word of God in you so it can come out of you. Amen. But also, if you got bad stuff going in, bad stuff is going to show and it's going to come out. Amen. So don't be a part-time. Don't be a pretender. Be for real. Amen. Jesus was real all the time. Amen. He's our greatest example. We want to copy somebody, copy Him. Amen. If you want a hero, Jesus is the best hero you can have. Amen. Kids always trying to imitate or have a hero. You know, well, Jesus, you know, is the greatest hero you can have. Says every morning when you wake up, before you get out of bed, say thank you that He woke you up. And, you know, another day to enjoy, another day to serve Him. Man, you get your attitude right because your mind is going to go off. You know, so, oh, man, it's Monday. I got so many priorities. I got so many things going against me. You know, don't let distractions, don't let these negative things pull you away from what God has for you. Amen. Get your mind right. Get your priorities right. Jesus first. Says giving thanks and being grateful. John 3:16. Says give thanks to Him. Keep going. Oh, I got a few nuggets I want to read at you. Keep going. These are good. Says, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Keep going. These are good. In everything, give thanks. Lord, thank you. Amen. I mean, it's not hard to say give thanks. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. There's always, always, always something to be thankful for. Always. Amen. Man, keep the right attitude. Amen. Keep attitude of gratitude. You'll never go wrong. Amen. And Patricia liked this, so I put it back on here. He says, give thanks to him in whatever color you want, you know. But we're giving thanks to him, amen. So praise God. Keep going. One more. Since, well, I wanted you to see this. Amen. And it goes like this. And many Christians grow up in church, and you hear this all the time, but never grow up in Christ. Amen. It says they know hymns and they know everything about the church service and what's going to happen. But it says, but they don't know him. They know hymns, but they don't know him. You know what? If you don't know him, you're going to be lost. And the enemy is going to have your lunch. The world is going to have your lunch because he's a full-time devil. Amen. And you're being part-time. Part-time Christian is no match to a full-time devil. Amen. And he's going to use his people to come against you. Amen. So you got to be ready. He said, you know what? Whatever they accuse you of, just let them know. You know what? Jesus dropped the charges. He paid the price. So I don't have to go there no more, you know. I'm going to press on. It says, old is gone, the new is in. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm born again. Ooh, they don't understand. But you know what? We can tell them the truth because the truth set me free. John 3:16, New Living Translation. For God says, for this is how God loved the world. When we're talking world. We're not talking about a big old round thing, earth. You know, we're talking about world is people. Everywhere you go, there's people. Can't get away from them. See, he gave his one and only son. He gave. So that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. You know, I want eternal life. You watching, you listening, you know. Hey, if you want eternal life, you're going to if you don't know where you're going to spend your life, no. You're either going up or you're going down. You're either going to have to spend the rest of your life in heaven or in hell. But it's your choice. He gave you a free will. You have to choose. And you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead. Or you're going down. And you could try to be a people pleaser and not say anything, or you could be a God pleaser and confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. So praise God. But God gave his best. John 3:16, New King James says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I also wanted to say this. This is not my home. Amen. Just passing through. But you know what? I'm going to confess him as my Lord and Savior. And I'm going to preach the word and confess the word and be a minister of reconciliation for him. So that I can get others to confess him as Lord and Savior and be free from this negative world. Amen. So praise God. We got a few scriptures we want to take you through. It says, I'm going to enjoy this day. Why? Because this is the day the Lord has made. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. He says, let us, depending on what scriptures you're reading, what translation you're reading, but it says, let us rejoice and be happy today. You don't have to be sad. Because you hear the sad news all the time. You turn and say it's news, but it's bad news. It's negative news. You don't hear good news. The only good news you know is his word. Amen. The Bible. The word of God. Amen. The B-I-B-L-E. That's the word for me. Amen. That's what we need to do. We need to have a simple attitude to know the Bible is the book for me. Amen. Whew. And the New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. I, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Instead of letting the negative stuff come in about all the things you have to do, put him first. And say, I'm going to rejoice. He says, rejoice and be glad. Who gave you this day? He did. Well, I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'd rather have an attitude of gratitude and be thankful than to be just down and out. Amen. Don't let the flesh, don't let people, negative people, dictate to you how your day is going to go. No TV, no cell phone, none of these things. Negative people going to tell me how I'm going to rejoice and be glad in this beautiful day God has given me to serve him and enjoy. Amen. He says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, to have it too full. Amen. And not to be down and out, you know. Keep going. This is good. We're going to have a few giving thanks scriptures here for you. 1 Thessalonians says 5:16 and 18, easy to read version, says, always be full of joy. Amen. This is what the Word of God says. You know, so your flesh is telling you, I don't want to get up and go to work. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. He says, always be full of joy. Never stop praying. Whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. Remember, Jesus lived here as a man. And he had some negative things. And he was around negative people. And he heard all the negative things. Amen. So, you know, but he stayed strong. Said, Father, I need your strength. So what about us? We're around all these negative people too. We got to keep ourselves strong. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need your strength. Help me, Lord. This is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, otherwise, this world is going to tell you what to do. The New King James says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, for me. You can put your name there. This is his will for Jose. Amen. Keep going, giving thanks. 1 Chronicles 16:14, easy to read version, says what? Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. We just read that a few minutes ago. His faithful love will last forever. And New King James says, oh, give thanks to the Lord for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. I mean, he is forever. Amen. He never comes to an end. He's always there for you. Amen. Ooh, man, these are good. We'll keep going. Psalms, I think, Pastor Pat said this too. It was in Psalms 92:1 says, NLV, which is the New Living Translation, says, it is good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to the Most High. Yes. Amen. So, you know, I told you last week, I'm going to praise him and I'm going to sing to him. And he enjoys my singing. You may not. And I may not be the best singer, you know. And if you hear me and you're in the flesh, you're going to want to move. But you know what? I'm making a joyful noise unto him. And he's enjoying it, but you're not. So you got to get out of the flesh and get in the spirit. And you start singing. Amen. And maybe both of us can't sing, but we're singing unto him. Psalms 92:1 in New King James says, It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Amen. And to sing praises unto your name, O Most High. So you know what? We go to our counselor and we start singing all the negative words they're saying. Amen. We go anywhere and whatever they're saying, we're repeating and we're getting it. And you know, it's recorded in there and your mind is picking it up. And if you don't renew your mind, you're going to start saying the same things or acting the same way. Your words, your actions are going to be just like that. Not only that, and they're releasing negative things, is them demons coming out. Amen. You got to be stronger than that. Amen. So don't confess the negative. Psalms 107:1, New Living Translation. Give thanks to the Lord. Man, we're thanking you, Lord, for he is good and his faithfulness endures forever. And not just for a little while, it's forever. But we got to stay. We talked about this before. We got to stay connected to the source. We got to stay connected to the vine. He's the vine, we're the branches. And you know, if they cut the branch off and you cut yourself away from him, you know what? Like the prodigal son, I say, you know what? I can't do it without Father. I can do better at Father's house. You know, we got to stay hooked up, connected. It's much better. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Psalms 107, New King James says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. These are all good. And next is Nehemiah. We're just going to do the bottom part, but it says Nehemiah 8:10b, which is the bottom. New Living Translation says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Some of us, we just need to give our face a spiritual facelift. Amen. Give yourself a spiritual facelift. We need it. Or give your frown a break. Because we frown. You know, nobody wants to come around you when you're frowning. But when you're smiling, they want to know, why are you smiling? We want to know. And you don't share Jesus with them. That's why. Praise God. And same thing with the New King James. It says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, joy is your strength. Praise God. So be more joyful. Some of us really need to be joyful. Let His strength come and just flow from you. Amen. It says, give thanks to the Lord where you are. Don't let circumstances dictate to you. It says, don't let anyone or anything steal your joy or your peace. Amen. Don't let no one. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to try to do this immediately. As soon as you go out your door, you know, you're going to hear something, somebody's going to say something, and it's, man, that is gone. But you know what? John 10:10 says, the thief, the devil, the enemy, does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He don't have to be here. You know what? He's going to use negative people. Amen. If they're not saved, he uses people just like God uses safe people to preach His word. Amen. To be His ministers of reconciliation, to be His church, to be His body. Amen. It says, still killing the story, says, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The Amplified says, the thief comes in order to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that you might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. If you're not enjoying, you know what? You need to get saved. Or you need to rededicate yourself back to Him and stay connected to the source so that you can be free and enjoy this life. Amen. If you're not enjoying it, it's because you're not spending time with Him. You got to have relationships. Stay connected to Him. Amen. Praise God. It says, be joyful and start enjoying your life. He wants you to have an abundant life and enjoy it. God put you here to be a winner, to be a champion, to be an overcomer. You need to know this. He didn't put you here just to put up with all this negative stuff. You got to have the Word in you and be strong in Him. Amen. It says, don't enjoy life. Don't just endure it. Don't just suffer or tolerate it. Your days, amen. It says, smile. Give. This is where I wrote this. It says, give yourself a spiritual facelift. Some of us need it bad. Amen. Just give your frown a break. I mean, don't go around frowning all the time. People don't want to be around you. And you're blaming them. And they're blaming you. Amen. You're a child of God. Again, a few minutes ago, we said believers should be the happiest people on earth. And when they see you being so happy and smiling all the time, they're curious. They want to come and ask, why are you so happy all the time? Because Jesus has blessed me. He's given me a new day to serve Him and be glad and rejoice in this beautiful day. Amen. You start ministering to Him. Amen. You're sharing your testimony. And they're being blessed and set free. You're sowing good seed in them. Amen. And that's when that seed is planted, you know, God's going to see somebody else comes and water it some more and water it some more. And He's going to give the increase. Next thing you know is they're going to confess Jesus, Lord and Savior. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The seed was sown. So bless Him, Lord. Send more people to witness to Him. Amen. It says, get with believers, fellowship, enjoy, laugh, smile. You know, people get together, you know, hey, today is Sunday. It's not because we're having church and there's all kind of services going on. It's because, you know what? Today is football day. And everybody's happy, you know. And you go to a football game, you don't go there to be sad. You go there and, man, you just jump and hop and dance and shout and all kinds of stuff. We come to church and we just sit and do nothing. You know, we come in an attitude of not receiving. We come with an attitude of don't bother me. We come with an attitude of just hurry up. You know, hey, game starts at noon. You know, you got a few minutes. You know, just cut it short. You know, hurry up, hurry up. We come with a negative attitude, and we're not going to receive anything. What they said in the service, I don't know. My mind was on the game, you know. I was focused on the game, and you were sitting in church. Did you receive anything? No. So how are you going to be set free if you're not receiving anything? Well, you were too busy. Well, never mind. It says people get together with all kind of worldly events, and you know what? They enjoy it. And then they'll say, you know what? I paid hundreds of dollars to come sit in here, and I'm going to have a good time. Hey, I bet a lot of money come sit in this bar, in this club, and you know what? I'm going to have a good time. And you don't care who you cut down or who you cursed out. It doesn't matter who you stepped on or who you bumped into. It doesn't matter. I paid good money to come do this. Jesus paid a good price for us to be free. Amen. And we're not receiving him, and we're not giving thanks. Amen. We don't have an attitude of gratitude. We just got a negative attitude. You know what they say about negative attitude? He said, it's just like a flat tire. You got to change it before you go anywhere. I don't want to give nobody this bad attitude. Whew, hallelujah. I mean, pastor preaching good, amen. So we can enjoy, participate, and be involved. Because you know what? Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Because he wants to use you. You know what? The world will tell you, you're not good enough. You're not qualified. You can't do this. We can't use you. But Jesus says, I've called you. I've anointed you. I've equipped you. I've gifted you. And you know what? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Build yourself up and go and do for him. Because he didn't put you here to sit. He put you here to go out and press on and do what he's called you to do. He didn't exclude you. He included you. We're on God's winning team. And we got to start acting that way. We're winners, not losers. Amen? So, you know, every time you think negative, just delete it and get rid of it, you know. Give thanks and be joyful. Amen? And be excited for him. Hallelujah. We're not going to get too far with this. Psalms 34:8 says, New Living Translation, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, regardless of what you've been hearing, or who's been preaching negative stuff. You know, just because you go to a church don't mean they're going to preach the right thing. Does it line up with the Word of God? If it don't line up with the Word of God, go find another place. Go find another church. They're preaching the Word from the Bible, not from their beliefs. Amen. That's religion. We're not into religion. We're into relationship. And having a relationship with him. And preaching what the Word of God says. Not what man says. Psalms 34:8. New King James says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. And the next one. Proverbs 17:22. Keep going. Yeah, right there. It says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. You know what? It's good medicine to be cheerful. It's going to bless you. It's going to make you feel good. You say, wow, you know, it just makes me feel so good when I share about Jesus. Amen. It says, but a broken spirit saps the person's strength. The New King James says, a merry heart doeth good like medicine. But a broken spirit dries up the bones. You know, don't be so sad. Amen. Think about what Jesus did for you. Renew your mind to what he has done for you. And be thankful. And you know, let him be your strength. Let him be your joy. Let him guide you in the right way. Amen. It says, give thanks to him daily. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming, completing your mission, and paying a full price. Amen. Praise God. When we get up daily, we should not concentrate on the problem, but concentrate on him. Giving thanks for this new day he has given you. Rejoicing, being glad. Psalms 118:24 says, So it says, anyway, this is the day the Lord has made again. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So there's nothing sad about it. It says we're too blessed to be stressed. Plus, he says, it says, cast it on me because I care about you. Amen. So if he says cast, give it to him. Quit holding on to it. If you give it to him, leave it there. Don't take it. Don't take it back. And Peter 5:7 says, casting all care upon him because he cares for you. He's your heavenly Father. We're his children. He cares about you. Amen. So don't weigh yourself down with all these negative things. Amen. Give it to him. We have so much to gain and nothing to lose. Amen. The only thing you're going to lose is this negative self. Amen. And be born again and have so much to gain. Amen. And heaven is our home. This is not our home. We're just passing through. Psalms 100 says, give thanks unto him is about being excited. Joyful shout. Thank him every day. It says, serving him gladly, not sadly or resented, you know, but gladly serving him. Coming before God with singing. Getting to know God and having a relationship with him. Psalms 100 says in the New King James, says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands, all of us. It says, serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We need to remember this. Amen. When we're trying to just do it on our own, we can't do it on our own. Amen. With him we lose. Without him we win. Amen. Amen. So let's remember that. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Again, giving thanks. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. He says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. You know, you get around people and you hear negative stuff. And whatever it is, again, if it don't line up with the word of God, don't receive it. Amen. Don't let it get in there and pollute all your mind. You say, wait a minute. I'm not going to meditate on that because it's not the word of God. Just delete it and get it out. Renew that mind of yours. It says, be a participator. We talked about this. Be a participator, not a spectator. A spectator is just going to criticize. They're going to say, that's not good enough. I could do it better than that. Yeah, you possibly could do it better, but you know what? You're not doing anything. All you're doing is sitting, being lazy, being comfy, and being lukewarm. You know what he said? He said, if you're lukewarm, he said, if you're not hot or cold, but lukewarm, he said, I'll spit you. I'll vomit you. Amen. I don't want God to do that to me. Amen. But we got to remember this. Enter into his gates, into his courts, giving thanks and praise. Listen to this. God gave Joshua a plan to bring down the walls of Jericho. It was impossible for men. But he gave Joshua a plan. And you know, his plan was, put your worshipers up front. Put your praisers up front. Amen. So, you know, count yourself a praiser. So when you come here, you know, you sing. And thank you. Or wherever you happen to be. I went to Alpine yesterday. They had breakfast with the brother. And the whole time I was going, you know, I was thinking scripture, or I was praising God. But wherever you happen to be, praise him. Amen. So he gave Joshua a plan. He says, put your praisers up front. You know, Joshua, great general, you know, great military guy. He says, wait a minute. I want my soldiers up front. I want my best soldiers up front. And God says, put your praisers up front. And you know what? He says, okay. So he put the praises up and he followed the plan. You know what? When they blew them horns, them shofars, you know, them walls, and they shouted, them walls came down. Amen. I don't know how to blow one of them things, but if you do, let me know. We'll let you blow it. Them walls came down. What was impossible for men was possible through God. And they followed his plan. Amen. What about this? Paul and Silas, listen. Well, it says, what walls are you facing? Give him thanks and see those walls come down. You're trying to do it on your own? It ain't going to happen. But you give it to him and leave it there and start praising him for it and giving him thanks. You know what? Those walls are coming down. Ain't nothing bigger than my God. Ain't nothing bigger than your God. Amen. It says, Paul and Silas praised him. And guess what? Chains fell off. Cell doors opened up. Freedom. Freedom. You could have freedom from whatever's holding you back. But you got to praise them. You know, when you start praising Paul and Silas, you know what? They were singing, but they were singing slow. He says all the prisoners could hear. So, you know, I'm going to sing, whether you like my voice or not, but I'm going to sing. And God heard, and he liked it. He received it. And you know what? The chains fell off. cell doors flew open. Whatever is holding you, binding you, whatever cell doors are holding you back, give Him thanks and praise Him. And you know what? They're going to come off. Because nothing is greater than my God. Amen. Nothing is better, greater. It says chains fell off, doors fell open, cell doors open, and there's freedom. Here's the thing. Listen, He'll do the same for you. He loves you just as much as anyone else. He knows the worst about you and loves you the most. Amen. So you know what? Don't let the world dictate and say, well, you're not good enough. God says you are. I put you here to win. I put you here so I can use you. But you're not letting yourself be used. You're letting the world dictate and stop you. Limit you. But don't limit a limitless God. Amen. He wants to use you, whatever it is, big or small, doesn't matter. If I'm doing it under Him, He's going to be blessed. And He wants to bless you. Hallelujah. It says sacrifice, give yourself, surrender yourself, serve Him, be available. You got to make yourself available. Hey, coach, here I am, use me. Amen. But you know what? He's not going to use you if you haven't been getting in the Word, getting into the playbook, and knowing what the playbook says, knowing what the Bible says, so you could be ready. You know, you're going into that field, that life game out there, and you know what? That enemy is going to have your lunch if you ain't ready for it. So you have to know what the Word says before you go out there. But you know what? You get yourself ready. Amen. Again, He put you here so that you can get into that Bible, into that playbook, and know what it says so you can go out there and be ready when He calls you. He's calling you. He said He's knocking, but we're not opening up. Amen. We got to stay ready. Stay ready. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. It says Psalms 100 is full. Listen, Psalms 100 is full of action words. He says, shout, serve, come, know, enter, give, and bless. All these words are calling us to do something. Again, you go to a ball game, you go to a basketball game, football game, whatever game you go to, they're going to ask for shout. Yeah, you're going to get involved. If you don't, you're going to be the sorriest thing there. Everybody else is shouting but you. We come to church, we try to do the same thing. We're just quiet as mice, you know. And God knows. And your attitude's not right. Amen. So, all of these words are calling us to do something. He wants us to be. You know what He wants you to do? He wants you to praise Him. And He wants you to serve Him. Amen. Be thankful in words and action. Give thanks. Be involved. Participate, not spectate. Amen. God calls us to be actively involved in giving thanks to Him. Give thanks daily, not once in a while, not when everything feels right, not when you feel like it, but giving thanks is a daily thing. Amen. It's the right time on a daily basis. Have an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of thankfulness. He's God on the mountain and He's God in the valley. Amen. So we got to stay full of Him, and we got to stay full of the Word, amen. He's God in the nighttime. He's God in the daytime, when things are good and when things are bad. He don't forget about us. We don't forget about Him. Amen. Nowhere to go. Go to the Father. Lord, I need Your strength. I need You, Lord. You know what I'm going through. But you go to Him. You know, thank God for grace, because we got an open door right to Him. Amen. So if you're not going there, you need to. That's the only thing that's going to get you through. So giving thanks. Here's what we're going to talk about next week. Giving thanks. Giving thanks is about being joyful. God made us people of emotions. So let's remember that. Not just for this world, but for Him. I mean, He wants you to have life and have it abundantly. And be joyful. Have a joyful life. Says be excited, be joyful about what God is doing in your life. If He's not blessing, we must be messing. So we got to look ourselves in the mirror and find out, what is it, Lord, that I'm doing? And get yourself right with Him. And make sure everything's good. And stop what you're doing and rededicate yourself or make things right. And you know, if it's sin, just say, Lord, I've sinned against You. I repent. I want to get things right. So you stop receiving, so that you stay connected to Him. You can't get away from Him. Amen. It says, you're too blessed to be stressed. He is your God. He's your He is your Creator. He's your Provider. He's your Healer. He is Almighty God, an awesome God. Amen. So praise God. He's given us all the gifts we have. That's not enough. That is enough reason to shout and give Him thanks. Amen. So we're going to stop right there and thank God. Yeah, be a participator, not a spectator. So praise God. Thank You, Lord, for this, for Your Word. Those of you watching, those of you listening, again, you know, if you haven't confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, if you're down, sad and down and out, you know, it's not His fault. Amen. If you want to be cheerful and joyful and have an attitude of gratitude, all you need to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against You. Come in my life, be my Lord and Savior. And you know what He's going to say? He says, get up and press on. I've got a mission for you. Amen. None of it includes defeat. Amen. So get yourself full of the Word of God. Get yourself in a Bible-based church where they preach the Word of God, not what just people are saying or what you hear, but what the Word of God says. And you know what? Start lining up and see, does it line up with the Word of God or not? If it's not, go somewhere else. Amen. But get yourself right, and you start reading the Word for yourself, so you know what the Word says. It's the truth that's going to set you free from these worldly things and with these worldly mindsets and religious ways, and get yourself and have a relationship with Him. Amen. So praise God. If you're running from God, you've been saved, and now you're running from Him, you know what? Rededicate yourself. Amen. Just like the prodigal son, you said, you know what? I was doing better with God. So, you know, kick that habit, you know, whatever habit it is. Amen. Rededicate yourself and start serving Him again. He's not going to say, well, you got to sit for a while. You got to do this, do that. And He says, you know what? You're healed. You're saved. Press on, you know. I got a mission for you. Amen. He didn't take His gifts back. He don't take His call back. He's just going to say, get up. I've already called you. I've already qualified you. I've already anointed you. Now go and do what I want you to do. Amen. So praise God. People will give up on you. God will never give up on you. As a matter of fact, well, I'm not going back in there. I'll do it next week. But He says He sticks closer than a brother. Amen. So praise God. Thank You, Lord. And if you have sickness in your body, just rebuke it and say, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. So I don't receive no sickness in my body. I don't receive malfunctions in my body. By His stripes I'm healed. So I'm going to stand on His Word. And I receive my healing. Sickness, go in Jesus' name. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm not receiving any negative stuff. No sickness in my body. I rebuke it. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. And it's time to give. You look at your screen up here. It says, watching, listening, you still want to give your tithes and offerings. All you need to do is go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, press the donate button, mail NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. We want to thank you and let you know God loves you and we love you. And remember, give thanks unto Him on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, brother. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank You for the opportunity to give. Thank You for opening the windows.